All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
The House, we won 196-0, and then we got three Democrats. Huh. And in the Senate, other than Romney, we had... We got 52-0.
52-0.
That's something.
What?
Okay, so he said it was 196-0 and 52-0. It somehow, I don't remember reporting these supposed unanimous decisions. Why is that?
This is almost comical. So what he's doing here, obviously, is writing out of history all of the votes for the other side against him. So in the Senate, he was acquitted, of course. He did win those votes. But on the article of impeachment where Romney defected and voted against him, the vote was 52 yes, but to 48, 52-48. So what Trump is doing here is like the Kansas City Chiefs saying, we won the Super Bowl 31-0. Well, no, the other side put up some points. And in the House, of course, it's even more egregious. He lost all those impeachment votes. He was impeached. So while he did get 196, 197, 198 votes, there were many more votes in the 200s to impeach him. So, yeah, he's trying to rewrite history a little bit here, Don.
He seems to think that he wasn't impeached, but I'll go on.
He thinks he wasn't impeached. He actually tells a crowd that cheers for him. I mean, this is just... You know, the truth is in their face. Obviously, that man stands there as a impeached president by virtue of more than 216 votes in the House of Representatives. And he stands there and says that it was 196-0 when he is standing there as an impeached president, and that freaking crowd of his, that cult 45, those maggots, stand there and clap for it. The truth is in their face, and they clap for the lie. This is to the detriment of everybody else who lives in this here country, where democracy is being just shoved out of a window like a Russian, a police officer with a bathtub on his head. You know what I'm saying? It's just, this is so bizarre. And then the crowd broke into chants of lock her up with Nancy. They want to lock her up. And then he told them to, go. Republicans should go and vote in the Democratic primary.
We hear that there could be, because you have crossovers in primaries, don't you? So I hear a lot of Republicans tomorrow will vote for the weakest candidate possible.
You can't vote as
Democrats.
A Republican.
Does that make sense? You
in
people
the
wouldn't do that.
Democratic primary.
My only problem is I'm trying to figure out who is their weakest candidate. I think they're all weak.
So what kind of impact, Daniel, can Republicans have in the primary? I mean, what's the whole truth here?
If you are a Republican, a registered Republican in New Hampshire, do not try to vote in the Democratic primary because you won't be allowed to. If you're an undeclared voter, not aligned with either party, you can vote in the Democratic primary. Of course, if you're a Democrat, you can do so as well. But if you're registered as a Republican, you can't show up and vote, and you can't switch your registration tomorrow either. So the president's giving you some bad advice.
Does Donald Trump ever approach a mic without encouraging election fraud? Does he ever? I mean, this is like the Michael Cohen, he speaks in code thing. He's literally advising his Republican sycophants to break the law and engage themselves in election fraud and do something illegal, which is what Michael Cohen did. He speaks in a code. He speaks in a code. And by code, he's telling Republicans to break the law. It's very scary. This is just unbelievable. I don't know what to say. But the amount of lies that he tells at these rallies, and I got to say, this thing was timed so specifically. At 8 o'clock on Fox News, and I know most of you don't know this because you don't watch that swill, because that is pure propaganda. It's an alternative universe. It doesn't match up with your life at all because it's false. It's fake. It's phony. It's, just craziness. But at 8:02, there was an interview, a canned interview, a pre-recorded interview that was to air, and it did air, on Fox News at 8 o'clock. So Donald Trump literally sped through his rally last night in New Hampshire so that it would end at 8:02 so that his audience, he wouldn't compete with himself, basically, is what I'm saying. So his audience could partake in his canned interview. I mean, it's so coordinated. It's such propaganda. It's such an amazing amount of disinformation that's being heaped on these people. And, you know, it almost makes me sad, but not really. Not really, because obviously he's lying. I mean, if you sit there and watch this man tell you that he wasn't impeached by a vote of 196-0 or encouraging people to break the law and do voter fraud on his behalf in New Hampshire and screaming lock her up now to Nancy Pelosi. I mean, he just recycles these chants, you know. I can't feel sorry for you anymore. I feel something. I don't know what it is. I think it's pity. I think it's pity. And I don't need your pity. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You need the pity of the entire country. It's like you need to be deprogrammed from your cult. You need people to intervene. You need interventionists. You need people to, lovingly take you into their armpits and nestle you and rock you gently like a baby and create some sort of a bond with you so that you can break free and learn trust in the truth, in reality again. Oh my God, it's just, this was frightening. This was just the saddest thing. But let me tell you something. The stuff that he's advocating for is more than ridiculous and more than, you know, lying and saying, I'm not impeached. The vote was 196-0. I need you to go do election fraud on my behalf. I need you to, rat F the New Hampshire primary, whatever. He literally is telling people that in a future Trump administration, in a second Trump term, okay, he is going, and how in the world this dual messaging could possibly work. I mean, on the one hand, he's trying to say he's done criminal justice reform, you know, in because he let a woman who was convicted of transporting drugs out of jail. And so he ran a Super Bowl commercial, you know, advertising that he did this at the behest of, you know, a reality TV star, by the way. And so you would think that he would not be saying what he said last night if he's looking for the African-American or the poor people's vote who are drug addicted or whatever. But last night, again, this is something that has been said before by him. He was advocating for the death penalty for drug addicted people. I'm not kidding. He literally stood on the stage and said that he admires the Chinese justice system where, you know, obviously it's political trial in China. They don't have real trials. Okay, Russia either. It looks like it somewhat in Russia. But at the end of the trial, there's a phone call. And the phone call is to whoever is in charge of the judiciary. And the judge asks, do you want this guy convicted or not?